Good evening, folks. Would you join me in a flag salute, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is a public meeting of the mayor and council of the township of Clinton County of Hunterdon, state of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, Express Times, Courier News, Hunter Review, and the Star Ledger. Could I have a roll call, please?
Sure. Councilman Stevens.
Yes, here.
Councilman Kochanowski is absent. Councilwoman Switlick.
Here.
Council President Millay.
Here.
Mayor Higgins.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Seems that way. Thank you. First item would be the approval of regular session meeting minutes from June 12. Are there any?
I think Amy was gone. Yeah.
Okay.
I had no comments. I reviewed it. Looked good.
For change. I had zero comments as well.
Agreed. Yep.
All right.
I will make a motion to approve said minutes.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Yep.
Okay. Thank you. I don't have to do the normal consent talk about multiple items at the same time because there's only one. It's a $2,000 performance guarantee and escrow release. Any comments, concerns?
No, it's fine to me.
I'll do the motion this time.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Millay?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. And we're up to the first public comment period. It looks like two exceptions. Most of the public that would have comments are probably here to have comments about the deer thing. So we'll...
We don't really have comments during the adoption, so...
Introduction. The introduction?
So if anybody wants to say
You want to do the discussion?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in that case, if you have any comments about the ordinance about to be introduced... Oh, my goodness. This is really, that's a long ordinance, too.
He's copacetic. You got
it. I was going to say nice. I mean, Trishka did a fabulous job drafting it, and there's been a lot of back and forth. And to get three experienced hunters to agree on something like this is pretty amazing. So, well, two experienced hunters and the chair of our Open Space Committee. Let's get that right. Terrific. This is wonderful. And you know, really, all my joking aside, very nice job and a lot of effort put in from everybody's perspective. So the last, I don't know, how long have we been really at it? About a month now. It's gone very smoothly. I think it's well-structured, well-constructed, well-thought-out, and got my fingers crossed that we'll adopt it smoothly. And it'll be a good experiment or a good trial. So thank you all. I did more comments than they did.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're up to reports. Councilman Strauss, do you have anything?
Yeah, the next Environmental Commission meeting is later this month. I believe it's July 25th, and there has been no action with the local school board. There's been no meeting since we last met in June. So the only other thing I had to bring up is I'd received, I think we all got the email about 21 Concord again, and if there's anything going on with that.
Do you want
gentlemen?
Is there 10 Concord?
The one that's one part?
Yeah.
The holding company is going to arrest them, but...
It's a limited liability corporation. Yeah. And we are now after the names associated with the LLC, and one way or the other, we're going to find somebody to prosecute.
Okay.
Very frustrating. That guy, I mean, I was looking at the records. I mean, this is 3 years of this nonsense. Three plus years of dancing around and doing nothing.
On the plus side, that ordinance is working. There's a lot of other dumps in town are getting cleaned up or demolished, so that's good.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
So and the issue there is it doesn't meet the criteria for condemnation, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Currently.
Another 6 months or so. In the winter,
Yeah, it's just a mess. So... Yeah, but there's been a good amount of dialogue, Mark.
Yeah, that's...
Tom is on it now.
No problem.
Okay, maybe.
Historic and North Forreys Board of Ed taking off July, and we'll resume in August.
Okay. Let's see. Well, we did the Concord Place House. That was one of my items. I would comment on one of the buzzes on the social media platform called Nextdoor is the purchase of Premier Disposal by Republic. What a mess. Republic.
Are you going to straighten this out?
This guy,
I don't know what's going on either.
Oh, well, Republic has got 14 million customers, headquartered in Arizona, obviously a large, very large nationwide like waste management corporation. They have a facility on the service road on Route 7. It's right next to Green Cycle on the south side of Route 78. And I've been telling people, don't call those, because I did myself, we've been affected, and don't call the the people out there in Arizona, and you know, get in your car and go over and knock on the door, ring the bell, and have a human come out and holler at them. It's been a disaster. I mean, there's 8,000 Premier customers that are, I think half of them are on next door screaming, and some of the.
I switched.
Yeah,
really.
I have a Cortez. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Cortez.
Cortez is one of them. AWS. Yeah.
I had Raritan Valley and then Republic bought them and I switched. And now they picked them up. They've been picking up, but I've started getting phone calls, automated phone calls, alerting me to my recycling pickup is Thursday. And, oh, it's Thursday and your recycling hasn't been picked up. If the leg will get to you tomorrow. So I don't know how widespread that is.
Yeah, there's
really?
Yeah.
So
we switched our day and then.
Yeah, that was my issue. I left the garbage out all week for them.
I asked them if I could bring it to their facility. They said, no, you can bring it to the landfill. And I said, well, you mean the transfer station? They said, no, the landfill. Am I telling you what state that's in?
I think it's in Oklahoma.
Well, you know, there was one woman I advised to, you know, go on down there and ring the doorbell. And by the time they got back home, there was a truck in the neighborhood taking care of things. So there might be some hope locally, but
there has been sporadic pickups.
Yeah.
Mine's supposed to be tomorrow.
Mine's Friday, but I'm putting it out tomorrow anyway.
Well, I called today and they said, no, you can change. This area's been changed to Thursday.
Okay.
So yeah, mine's been out since last Friday.
Yeah. I'd switch, except I just paid the bill.
Yeah.
I'll wait till the quarter's up.
I have Excel.
Yeah, I wish it was a, you know, sort of government function. We had some way to persecute them a little bit. But, so anyways, that's been, kept the phone lines going for a bit. We had a good meeting today with the Highlands folks. And back in 2006, the township did up a draft wastewater management plan. It's a, sort of a basic document for a township. Nothing happened since 2006. And if we have to go back to, we think, 1981 for the last one. So since we've opted into Highlands, Highlands are the conduit to move the wastewater management plan to DEP. Kathy Marcelli, our engineer, and Tom Burns and I met with the Highlands today and cleared up both wastewater management plan questions, but also portions of the wastewater management plans impact our center designation, which is required to build the Headley Farm affordable housing project. So we cleared up a sufficient number of those questions where we can, Kathy can proceed with the WIMP, and Tom can proceed with preparing the center study for the Highlands to approve. So good progress this afternoon. It was about an hour and a half, but we cleared up a bunch of stuff. Last item I would have, by the way, there was no planning board meeting. The last item I would have is we've, as some of you may know, there's a bipartisan move afoot called Path to Progress. It is bipartisan, but Steve Sweeney has been getting the lion's share of the publicity on it. And it seems to be a real earnest effort to address some of the real difficult issues facing the state of New Jersey, principally pension plan problems, some school sending district consolidation, not so much closing facilities, but getting all of the sending districts, for instance, to a regional high school on the same curricula so that there's no remedial teaching required for certain districts. It's a basket of bills. I've chatted with a number of our freeholders and at least one of our state representatives. And from a Republican perspective, it's a good thing. And I think our township is, how would I say this, influential enough or responsible enough to take a position on it. The good Mr. Sweeney's been pinging on us to pass a resolution in support of it. And with your agreement, I thought perhaps at the next meeting we would get a representative from the state to come in and give us a talk. It takes a lot of nerve, I think, to propose actions that really can make a dent in the very, very significant pension issue that the state is facing. And Janice Kovach and I attended a session a couple of months ago in Somerset, and Sweeney and Kip Bateman were there sponsoring it. And, you know, it was a good talk, but I wanted to see how the bills were settling out. There's a feeling that the package of bills would pass. It may be that Murphy would veto it, and then the issue is, are there sufficient votes to overcome the veto? But it is moving forward. It might be a good thing for us to really understand it, and if we approve of the general package, take a position on it. So does that sound reasonable?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, the only one the only one that I have an issue with or concern about is the potential to add tolls to the state highways, the interstate highways, 78.
Come on, it'd be perfect out in 78. There's no traffic around. Walk around with a collection plate there.
Might slow the traffic down a little bit, at least mitigate the
traffic. That's
right. at all peak hours. I'll talk to, I forgot the name of the office that does bipartisan legislative support, but there's a particular gentleman down there that has been chasing around after me, so I'll see if they can come on up to the next meeting and give a presentation and see what y'all think.
Good.
That's all I have.
All right. The sewer authority is not meeting this month. They'll be meeting next month. Kind of light there. Not really much going on. Finance, we haven't had a meeting. I think we should probably schedule one for August now that we're halfway through the year. I know it's a little lighter in the summer, so maybe it's a good time to do a halfway check. I spoke to Lori a couple times last week, and it sounds like we're in pretty decent shape. And then lastly, Recreation Committee has not had a meeting in a while, but I did reach out to our rec director, who advises me that the summer rec program is going very well. They've got good staff at the camp, and they're almost halfway through. It's a shorter program. It's not the full summer. The school's been easy to deal with, he says, which is nice to hear, and they've been a big help with the facility. So that seems to all be going well. And then they'll be working on scheduling fall programs and events. So hopefully I'll have more on that at our next meeting. That is all.
Yeah, he told me that some of the kids from the schools program are joining our kids for different activities.
Oh, good.
So it's good.
Oh, yeah, because I guess it's just the work family has a program, I think. The after-school program.
Yeah. That's nice. They're actually working together. Well, when the acres, the grass is growing, it's looking good up there. We've got a meeting, Amy, John, Exxon, right, in the next week or so. We'll talk to them about the property. And Jay's still, fixing the road, and we're putting drainage in and looking for the parking lot down below. So that's all coming along. We've got to get the water and electric regeneration is in the works for the fall for Oktoberfest. And, I think that'll be... That'd be nice. If you get up there, you can still walk in. The gates are locked now, but get in there and take a look. It looks 500 times better than it can, 6 weeks ago. So that's all good news. Lieutenant Higgins has retired. You all knew that, I hope. So we are working with the police tomorrow with some restructuring, some promotion. We've got to do some hiring. I have to meet with Ryan and, see who's going where and when we can start to pay people and promote people budget-wise. That's happening, and it's all good.
And I have met with, like I said, the prosecutor's office, go off when you make their petition with that. Cell tower is here. It's not turned on yet because the concrete has to set or something. I don't know. But it should be energized shortly, and then we can get our $35,000.
You know, they owe us from the day they started construction.
Right. Well, we'll get interest.
Okay.
Hunting program is shaping up. I've got plenty of applications. I'm going through them. We have an orientation plan for the 27th and the 28th of this month here, 8 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. Somebody will bring donuts and coffee. Hint, hint. So we'll have a presentation. I'll hand out maps of the properties, fish and game rules. You know, you should all have them anyway. And we'll go over them with the police. We'll be here. A couple of them are hunting. We'll just make sure everybody understands who's what, where, what not to do, which you already know because you're all hunting. But that should be good. We won't have the public hearing until after that. But that doesn't matter. If it's adopted, we can go forward. And I don't want to wait because if everything goes according to schedule, hunting starts in September. So that's good.
Hey, Jess, before I forget, Les circulated a note today. Apparently, Raritan Township has been sued by somebody for their hunting program. An animal rights group, but it's really triggered by a property owner adjacent to one of the parcels being hunted because of perhaps lack of observance of rules. I just wanted to...
Well, that's where I mean, everybody we've got is an experienced hunter, right?
Exactly.
I'm confident that we won't be doing anything bad.
Oh, no, it's just one of those things.
Because they all live here.
Well, it's just something to be mindful of. We don't want to make the same mistakes that allegedly were made down in Raritan.
And they'll call down and ask them what the
Yeah, it's quite a different situation, but, you know, maybe some lessons to be learned.
But anyway, that's shaping nicely. And as we, you know, it's brand new, so we'll make adjustments next year and going forward. And I think it's going to work. Don't get me wrong, but if we need to tweak anything or add or subtract, we can certainly do that. Our new maintenance supervisor for Public Works has been busy. Our fleet is up. I mean, he's really caught up with a lot of work, keeping things here and getting them fixed without going to the, you know, sending out the contract for us. That's very good. Our OEM coordinator, Robert, and I are going to a training seminar Thursday at the Water Supply Authority.
Tomorrow.
To see if, you know, what we're supposed to do when the dam, if the dam breaks. I've got a bunch of maps. They've got projections and things. They are doing maintenance. I think this is just to make all of us aware that they have a plan and who goes where and what to do. So that's good.
It's tomorrow, 1:30 to 3:30, correct?
Thursday. It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Both dams, right? Because there's one on each side.
Yeah, we've got the master.
They're working on both?
Mainly around Valley. That's the one that's going to take out, we heard Levy.
There's one on the other side of the reservoir.
We looked at that one. I don't think that's critical. But they're not going to cover everything.
I said Robert has all their maps,
so we can go through them and where the inundation is and where the evacuation routes are supposed to be. So that'll be interesting. That's all I have.
Okay, sir, I don't really have any report. I just want to add that a few months back we started the process to purchase two new vehicles and outfit them. One of them has arrived. Sounds like it's outfitted and up and running, so that's good. And sounds like the other one should be here soon. It's all taken care of. Appreciate the cooperation and getting the equipment and so on and so forth. So that's really it.
So we're in the summertime. I wouldn't say doldrums.
Yeah, it's doldrums.
Well, what are you? Some relief. Okay, thank you. Well, now we're up to resolutions, and the first one is reappointing Steve Milne as our fire official. Steve, I think, he was really the first really effective individual that we got into this position. He's a terrific young man, and
consumer user friendly.
That first round, I mean, you know, you got to holler at him for not putting in overtime and not going home, that kind of stuff. And he's the first pass after the state did their somewhat lackluster job of inspections. He just found all sorts of things. And, you know, I haven't gotten a single phone call, single complaint. He's got a good manner with folks. And you know, things are getting cleaned up, and it's I think we've made some really, really good progress in terms of safety. Yeah. Helps that his deputy's about 6'7" or something. But no, the both of them are doing a really good job, and I would certainly recommend approving the resolution. Any discussion? Or?
I'll make the motion. Steve's great.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Next up is another reappointment of an alternate prosecutor. Kathy Erickson has recommended Kathy Wong Taylor to be re-upped in that position. And from what I can tell, everything's good with her. Yeah. A
couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely as needed. I mean, she's signed here too often.
Yeah. So, any discussion? I'll make the motion then.
I'll second.
Councilman Strauss? Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Next item up is authorizing the purchase of Napa auto and truck parts from a state contract with a maximum not to exceed total cost of $25,000. I'm sure our DPW folks would appreciate us approving this.
I think it's nice to see this finally on the agenda. I know it's something we've been trying to do for a while, so I imagine next year we'll probably have it on a little sooner.
We try and get them on, you know, the first 3 years, but we get new folks. And
yep.
All right, I'll make the motion.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Next resolution, I almost ought to abstain. It's near and dear to my heart. It's approval to submit a grant application and execute a grant contract with NJDOT for the Hermanthal Road Improvements Project. We, Brian and Jessica tell the story, but as I understand it, we came down to wanting to do two roads this year, and Hermanthal fell into second place because we didn't feel we had sufficient funds to do it.
That was more a priority, actually. That one.
Well, you had to
reprioritize. We discussed with Jay which one really.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we could do one out of the two.
Yes, and that's correct.
David Post
this year, yes,
is arguably
right
in worse shape. And it was less expensive, so I'm glad to see us.
Yeah, that comes from us trying to do but pay as we go. And we put a good chunk of money aside this year, but we have roads we want to do next year, and this will be one of them.
Never run out of roads.
Right. Well, and we want to get in the habit of setting aside a decent amount.
A five-year cycle.
Right.
But, you know, we're also going to purchase the authorized, the last thing to purchase some equipment for public roads. Between those two, we'll be doing a lot more.
And the mechanic getting people out on the road.
We'll be doing a lot more prep work to hold this off a year and make it really easier and cheaper going forward than overlaying. Instead of rebuilding, we can do overlaying.
I don't want to give the impression that we're not doing quite that many roads either, because one of the nice things we've been fortunate with is we've received grant money in the last three cycles, I think it is. Two for old Stanton Mountain Road and one for Fulper and that part of Gray Rock, which is
right
on the
Fulper,
Fairview,
and the Gray Rock piece that goes by Finagles.
Yep.
So those are all in the works. Those we all have to fund first, and then we'll get reimbursed. That's how the grant process works. So we were denied the second larger half of Gray Rock, but in our analysis, we decided that Hermanthal, since it's really the next one that we deferred, let's say, that we're going to try to get grant money for that as well.
Gray Rock, there's still work going on.
Right.
Work, so why pave and have it torn up?
Yeah. Is the hot box getting close to being delivered, do you think?
Okay.
It's been, I'm copying you on the various inquiries about fixing potholes and things. And
those two pieces of equipment will be a big help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
we're still trying to hire people. We're down a few, so.
No, and there are active applications. Job postings, I should say.
Oh, posting, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
We're also interviewing for the construction of park plan this week. So hopefully we'll get some.
Any further discussion on this, or?
I will make the motion.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Okay, we're up to the next item is the adoption of an ordinance. And I'll read it by title. It's the Township of Clinton, Ordinance Number 1132-19, an ordinance amending Section 29-3.D of the Code of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, regarding mileage reimbursement. And at long last, it moves us from a fixed number of about 33 cents a mile to the federal number, so we don't have to redo our ordinance every time the federal number changes. And the federal number is something like 48 or 50 58. Cents?
58.
Okay. So significant difference in what we're allowed to pay our employees as they commute on company time for company business. So any discussion or comments, concerns on the part of council? Well, let me then open the public hearing. Are there any concerns, comments, or anything else from the public? Hearing seeing none, I'll close the public hearing and take a motion.
So moved.
Second. Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switla?
Yes.
Council President Millay?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Thank you. And the next item is the introduction of an ordinance, and I'll read that by title as well.
Mayor, before you do, there's a typo in the title. So if we could correct that.
Okay.
Therefore should be there too.
Oh, yeah.
So if
thank
you could please
you.
Make the fix before you read it by title.
All right.
There too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's see if I can get that right when I read it now. This is the Township of Clinton, Ordinance Number 1133-19, an ordinance amending Chapter 198, Parks, Recreation Areas, and Open Space of the Code of the Township of Clinton, add thereto a new Article 8, Deer Management, and to establish a township-sponsored deer management and deer culling program. And this is a program that we've talked about for some weeks, some months actually. It is designed to harvest deer on initially a four of our township-owned parcels, the objective being to reduce the damage done by deer to the understory of these parcels. And as I say, it's a limited program this year. If it's successful and it runs smoothly, we will make whatever tweaks are required in the following year, perhaps open it up to more of our own lands, and again with the objective of taking sufficient deer to begin to decrease the number of deer that are basically eating the understory as it comes up in our forested lands. So that is the story. Any discussion?
The only thing I would add is that I listened to the audio from the last meeting when you had the work session, as I was not in attendance. I was satisfied. There was very good discussion, and I reviewed the ordinance. I'm perfectly fine with it.
In that case, could I have a motion to introduce?
I'll make the motion.
Second. Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Millay?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. And thank you all again. And as I think I mentioned, the public hearing on this will be the next meeting, which is August 7. So now we're up to vouchers again. And it's a light payment period, $2.579 million. I've looked at the bill register, and nothing popped out that looked out of the ordinary.
Yeah, I don't know that that's on this version. I think we might pick that up on the next.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. No. All right. I'll make the motion.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Millay?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. And we're up to the final public comment period. Would you identify yourself, sir?
Dan McTiernan, River Bend Road, Clinton Township. I request my snow back. I've got a question on the deer management program. I understand hunting, fired pistols, rifles. I don't hunt. I've never fired one from the air. So when I look at 198-28 Rules and Regulations, paragraph A1, the second sentence states ground blinds shall be strictly prohibited. Mm-hmm. And I'm just curious as to why the ground blinds would be prohibited, but tree blinds would be okay. I don't understand.
The angle of shot fall.
You can only shoot from up.
Yeah, you want a downward trajectory.
So it's a safety issue on a bullet trajectory.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
That was easy.
All right, come on, somebody a hard one. All right, well, it looks like the public are satisfied, so I'm going to look left at Mr. Councilman Strauss.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you.
Just one.